This podcast is very not safe for work.
Friday Night Fan Fiction presents My Immortal by Tara Gillespie. Part 3.
Yeah, I do believe you have one more page on 25.
She's taking a drink of water.
Hooray!
She's taking a drink of water. He's a comrade.
That's so many dots.
Lots of dots indicating long pause. Try not to think. Your mind will hurt.
Dave, stop.
Okay.
Did I gasp? Dot 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 dot. Snake and Lupin were in the middle of the empty hall doing it, and Dobby was watching one.
I'm sorry, that's really funny. They're just sitting there like, you like this, don't you, Lupin?
It's weird.
Oh my god, you ludicrous idiot. They both shooted angrily when when they saw me. Dobby ran away crying. Jay got up, though. Normally, I would have been turned on, parenthesis. I love seeing guys do it, end parenthesis. But both of them were fucking preps, parenthesis. Snake is mobbed to Gryffindor now, end parenthesis.
She's actually doing the parentheses with her hands, I should know.
Okay, I speak with my hands a whole lot. I do a lot of sign language, so.
For those of you that cannot see the lovely text, Gryffindor is spelled so bad.
Is it Gryffindor?
It's Gryffindor, like a wooden door. There's a cat that went across your window.
Oh, okay.
Little boy.
Meow!
Oh, Jesus.
I think that was the asshole.
What is that, why you wanted condoms? I asked sadistically. Parenthesis. See, I spelled that.
Yeah, you certainly did spell that.
Did she actually spell that correctly, though?
No.
That's incredible. I love this video game.
Sadistically is spelled correctly, though. Only you wouldn't give them to me, Lumpkin shouted angrily.
Oompa Loompa, no.
Well, you should have told me, I replied. You dimwit, Snake began to shoot angrily.
It just sounds like a bunch of six-year-olds are yelling at each other.
You should have done that, you dummy, you stupid butthole.
You ludicrous.
You're a poopy face.
I bet you think Digimon is better than Pokemon, big turd.
I think Big Bad Beetleborgs is better than Pokemon.
That's tragic, because Big Bad Beetleborgs is not better than Pokemon by any stretch of the imagination, dude.
And then, I took out my black camera and took a pic of them. Who could see that they were naked and everything?
Not everything.
And everything.
I mean, he had a condom on, so I mean, there's that.
No, he didn't. They wanted the condom.
They wanted one. Yeah, they didn't have it, though. So, shame on this writer. Safe sex is something that you should spread to everyone.
Make sure to stretch beforehand. That's the safest.
Make sure to wear some knee pads.
You held up your elbows when you said knee pads.
I
just want to let the world know.
You don't need to let the world know that. I do things, okay? They don't have to know.
And thus, the world now knows. Sorry.
Well, excuse me. They both shouted angrily. What was that all about? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It was to blackmail. Ooh, I snarked. So now, next time you see me doing it with my boyfriend, you can't fucking rat me out, or I'll show this to Dumbledore.
Well, only the next time. If you try to rat me out of the time after that, I have nothing against you.
Yeah, for real. So fuck off, you bastards.
There you go, Dave. I just sent you $35 for Taco Bell.
Wow.
Wait, no. What? No.
Now you have to eat $35 worth of Taco Bell on the next show we do live.
So much Taco Bell.
When is the next one we're doing live?
Well, we're going to be doing this Friday live, so you've got 5 hours to eat $35 worth of Taco Bell. That's still not going to be enough time.
What's this Friday?
My Immortal.
Oh, it is. Wait a minute. We're reading the whole thing again? I thought
we're reading part two.
Oh, got it. Okay, that makes sense.
David, are you having some impaired mental processing tonight?
Steve, man, I burned out my creativity today. I think you saw it when I posted it in chat.
I saw it. The Iceman cometh.
Isn't it incredible? I spent all of my creative juices on that one thing.
I started to run. They chased me, but I threw my wound at them, and they tripped over it.
Ah!
Well, anyway, I went outside, and there was a vampire looking extremely fucking hot. Where did Draco? I asked him.
Where did Draco, indeed?
Where's Draco?
No, weird.
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 Weird. Weird.
Oh, he's being a fucking bastard. He told me he wouldn't come.
Well, I mean, not all men have the luxury of being able to do that so easily. Oh my god, everybody got me dog cards for my birthday this year.
Oh yeah, Steve, what do you want for your birthday?
For you to enjoy $35 worth of Taco Bell on air?
Steve, this isn't about me, alright? This is about you. What do you want?
David, my birthday for the last 10 years has been always about you!
What? No, it hasn't.
Oh, well, that's true love. That's really sweet, you guys.
I know. It's a shame he and I couldn't get married in Final Fantasy XIV because I just stopped playing the game.
You had your chance, man. You could have been Mrs. the Sola Kusanagi, but you decided that you would rather go do things like be creative and have lives.
You remember that time we made an OkCupid profile for Nighthorse that was just a merged image of you and Beth, and it said that you were an escaped Futanari experiment from Japan?
Yes, and then they shut down the profile, I remember.
Yes!
What?
We had a fake OkCupid profile.
I remember this.
Don't get all incredulous on me.
I'm sorry, baby. I'll be incredulous if I want to be.
Anyway.
Yes, please read.
Vampire said, shaking his head, "Who wanna come with me to the concert?"
Hell yeah.
Then, ... he showed me his flying car. I gasped. It was a black car. He said his dog father, Sirius.
Snoop Dogg!
I mean, technically, that's an apt description.
He's not technically wrong, but he's still... Sirius Black had given it to him. The license... They spelled license right? Sorry. The license plate on the front said MCR 666 on it. The one on the back said Inobi on it. ... I gasped. Just like in Twilight. Gotta wait really long.
So at dinner last night, literally my brother and his girlfriend said that they're taking a trip to the West Coast and they're making a deliberate stop at Forks, Washington just to check out the Twilight stuff.
Yeah.
That's beautiful and disgusting. I love it. We flew to the concert hall. MCR were there playing. Vampire and I began to make out, moshing to the music.
How do you make out and mosh at the same time?
It's very violent and many teeth are involved.
Clearly, you haven't been moshing correctly.
I gasped. I gasped, looking at the band. I almost had an... Or, yeah, okay. My brain hurts so much.
Yeah, that'll happen with this show.
Oh, man. I almost had an orgasm. Gerard was so fucking hot. He began to sing Helena, and his sexa beautiful voice began to fill the hall. ... And then I heard some crying. I turned and saw Draco crying in a corner.
Kutsu, I'm gonna go take the dog out because she's annoying, just like on the recording.
Yeah.
Woof woof. Like on the original recording?
Like on every recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. I guess we don't need a lead in into this, even though suddenly a billion pages later, but
nope.
Whatever. Chapter 21. A.N. Fuck you, okay? You fucking suck. It's not my fault if it's spelled wrong, okay? Cause that big raven, cause it fuck you preps. Whoops. Says raven, thanks for the help.
Thanks for the memories.
No. just no.
No.
BTW. Transylvana rocks hard. Hard. Yes.
Yeah.
One rad one. I even got to go to the castle where Dracula was flamed.
Oh man, Dr. Cola?
Yes, the real Dr. Cola.
Damn, I'm jealous now.
Yeah.
You could take it or leave it. It's Dr. Cola, man.
I'm more of a Dr. Pepper guy.
Dr. Pepper.
What about Dr. Bob?
Never had it.
Oh yeah, because there's not like 1,000 different versions of Dr. Pepper in Canada.
No, there isn't.
It's not as popular.
Nor here.
No.
You just have Pepper. He's not even a doctor here. No, he is, but I can make you believe whatever.
It's okay, I'll believe your lies.
Yay! I have a believer. Now back to our regularly scheduled garbage.
Yes.
Fucking crap.
Are you trying to lay down like a bead of some sorts?
I'm trying to read. It's the same thing, kind of.
The sprinkler just went off.
Yeah. Look, it's very dry over here. I have to water the lawn. I was doing lots of... and then there comes the 666, and then... That's about it.
It's like a golf course.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
Later, we all went in the skull. Draco was crying in the common room. Draco, are you okay? I asked in a gothic voice.
Is that the most gothic voice you can give me?
Yes, actually. That's particularly Dutch gothic. Like, you wouldn't know, but just trust me, I'm Dutch.
All right, so to Google Dutch gothic. category, Dutch gothic metal musical groups.
Oh, damn.
Cool. Now I've got a whole bunch of stuff to listen to. Maybe I can learn how to speak your language. Or not, because I'm terrible.
I don't think they sing in Dutch. That wouldn't be very gothic, or gothic, or either one.
It's like listening to rap in French. It's pretty hilarious.
No, I'm not you fucking bitch, he shouted angrily. He stated to run out of the place in a suicidal way. I stated to cry, because I was afraid he would commit suicide.
Don't stop him, you know?
No, that's not what you do in that kind of a situation.
You just let them run.
It's okay, Inobi, said Vampire comfortably.
Ooh. Yep.
Ooh. Make him feel better. Ooh, mean you'll go fuck him, won't you? I shouted angrily. Then I ran to get Draco. Vampire came too. Draco, please come! He began to cry, not come.
Sometimes you do both.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't judge.
Usually you're in a closet, and they both happen at the same time. Don't ask questions, just roll with it.
I wasn't planning on asking questions.
Read.
Well, now I'm thinking of questions, but okay, I'll read.
It's okay.
Tears of blood came down his pale face. I was so turned on because I love sensitive by guys.
So I wonder if the author even knows what having a femme boner feels like. It's like shoving a water hose in your vagina.
That's not a femme boner.
Well, now I need to know what a femme boner is.
Okay, femme boner.
It has to do with the clitoris when it gets really hard.
Oh, it's a Dutch metal band.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I knew that. I was just checking your Dutch metal band knowledge, man. If you're a homophone, then fuck off. And then...
A lot of ellipses.
We waited some more. We heard some footsteps. Vampire got out his block invincibility coke.
Oh, man. At first Dr. Cola, and now a coke?
It's invincibility coke, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're two different brands, unfortunately.
I don't know if doing cocaine can make you feel invisible. That's not normally one of the symptoms, right?
No.
Well, maybe if you do it off the street, like, what's her name?
Tommy Loren?
Yeah.
Americans.
I know. I'm sorry to the world, okay?
If only it worked like that.
We both got under it. We saw the janitor, Mr. Norris, there, shouting angrily with a flashlight in his hand. Who's there? He shouted angrily. We saw filth come. Ugh. He went under the invisibility cloak.
Clock.
Clock? It's not a clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cloak. No, the cloak. Cloak.
Hold on. I got this. Hold on a second.
Okay.
There.
Okay, fine. Fine. He went under the invisibility cloque and started to meow loudly.
Meow! Meow! Meow!
Louder.
Meow! Meow! Fucking meow!
Not angrily. Oh, wait, no, actually, yes, angrily too, probably.
This is your cat alarm! Fucking meow!
Is anyone there? Yelled Mr. Norris. No, fuck you, preppy little poser, son of a fucking bitch! Vampire said under his breast in a disgusted way.
If I said thing under my breast, I would be disgusted too.
I mean, you'd also be quite, your neck would be very long and agile?
Oh, so I would look like Rush Limbaugh. Oh, wait, no, that's the opposite of agile.
That's having too many chins.
The more chins I have, the closer to a giraffe I become.
You just need to stretch everything.
It's like one of those transformation scenes from the movie The Thing.
Ah!
All the chins just extend out.
Why?
Excuse me! Excuse me! Who said that?
Yelled Mr. Norris. Then he heard Filch meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Filth, is there anyone under the cloak? He asked.
You can't see the cloak. What the fuck?
Filth nodded. And then...
meow!
Ellipses. Fucking meow.
Vumper Frenched me? What?
Yep.
Vumper Frenched me! He did it just as...
Jou.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jou.
This again. I will say it in Dutch. He did it just as... Mr. Norris was taking off the cloak.
And it was on his penis.
No.
Why?
Why is everything on your penis?
Because I like to put on puppet shows with my dick.
Yeah, that's why we don't really have sex anymore.
Because you're too intrigued by the puppet show?
No.
Yes, exactly. She stays for the third encore.
I mean, I think that would be quite impressive. I'd watch.
By then, Steve-O is too tired.
It takes a lot of muscular control to put on entire puppet shows, especially an interpretation of War and Peace with your penis.
I wouldn't watch that.
You should have seen the epic when I tried to convert the theatrical wonder known as Patton into a play by dicks.
Dicks, even? There's more than one?
Nah.
You brought in guest dicks?
It's like a looper where I'll take previous footage of the dick and put it next to the actual dick.
Oh.
This is getting so complicated, I might actually have to do it now.
Seems like a good use of your time.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got plenty of time to lose.
I have a whole 3 minutes extra available each day that I'm not currently using.
Well, now you're using it, damn it.
Shit.
What da? He yelled, but it was too late. Because now we were ruining away from him. And then we saw Draco crying, busting into tears.
Bustin'.
I ain't afraid of no bed.
I ain't afraid of no dicks with plays. See, I did the musical version of Ghostbusters just by draping a sheet over my dick.
That's a really spooky ghost there.
Wait, how did you bust it?
Well, the sheets were originally not white. Now they are.
Did I finish that sentence? No, I didn't, because we were busting too hard. Busting into tears and slitting his wrists outside of da school. Draco, I cried. Are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
Are you Toys R Us?
No, Toys R Us is...
is gone. It's faded away.
Apparently not in Canada.
Why does everything still live in Canada? It's dead to us.
Because we appreciate it.
Pretty sure it's dead here, too.
No, actually, it's doing well outside of the U.S. It's just in the U.S. that it sucks.
Next up is Sim Phoenix. Again, while it has been a huge slave to edit a lot of this redone audio, it sounds so good.
It really do.
That's the important thing, honestly.
Well, the important thing is also to be loved and, you know, live a good life. But yeah, having a good My Immortal reading is something that can be added to that.
And Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, baby.
I got Chinese food instead.
Yo, Chinese food is good. That's like Asian Taco Bell.
No, Taco Bell is there for me when no one else is. Taco Bell is the best.
Holy shit, so I went to Taco Bell at 3 o'clock in the morning the other night after coming back from karaoke, and guess what? The fucking drive-thru is closed because somebody parked in front of it.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. This is well after the lobby's closed. Some asshole parked their car in front of the Taco Bell drive-thru so nobody could get Taco Bell. And then I go to McDonald's and they say, our system is down. It'll be back up in 40 minutes.
Wow.
Did you tell them, I just want fourth meal? Hashtag fourth meal.
And then I went to Dunkin' Donuts and they said they didn't have onion or garlic bagels. This world fucking sucked!
Why would you go to a donut place for bagels?
Dunkin' Donuts is like the only bagel place that's open 24 hours.
Oh, fair point.
I guess, though, Draco wept. We went back to our coffins, Frenching each other. Draco and I decided to watch Lake Placid, Sea Isn't Da Depressin', on the Gothic Red Bed together.
Wait a minute, is Lake Placid considered a goth movie?
It's considered my neighborhood. Like, my neighborhood is actually named Lake Placid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, hey, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yay!
Woo-hoo. One of us.
As I was about to put in the video, as in the number two, my eyes rolled up and suddenly I had a vision of something that was happening now. There was a knock.
Woohoo! I'm Gryffindor!
Boo! Boo.
Oh boy, braggart Gryffindor over here.
Try hard.
I'm boring and typical.
Steve, you wanted to be in Ravenclaw with your boy Dave because we're the creative crew.
No, you wanted to be in Hufflepuff with me and Miss Pouty and Val because we're closest to the food.
No, I wanted to be in Smash Mouth so I could be in Smash Mouth.
That's not a house in Hogwarts, Steve.
So you could be an all-star?
Yeah, exactly. They're also always walking on the sun.
There was a knock on the door, and Fug and the Mystery of Magic walked into the school one.
The Mystery of Magic sounds like a Fleetwood Mac song.
You can go your own way.
Chapter 22. Author's note. SCFU.
No, say it as one word.
Stufu.
Stufu, BBQ.
Prebs. Stup flaming, okay. If ood not lick it fuck of, I know it's Mr. Norris. It's Raven's fault. Okay, 1-1. You suck, 1. No, just kidding, Raven. You folk. Folkying.
Woof, woof.
Preps suck, 1.
He is a super powered mind. A crazy canine.
Murf, murf. XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX talked about the misery of magic.
I mean, it is pretty depressing, let's be honest.
If Mystery of Magic is a Fleetwood Mac song, Misery of Magic is an Evanescence song.
Yeah, it is.
You made my misery really magical.
Look, man, I'm not bringing my A material with this, all right?
Yeah, it's because you're digging up dirt in Final Fantasy XIV.
I'm not digging up dirt. I'm doing a jumping puzzle, which is the best thing they've ever added to this game.
Really now?
Jumping puzzles in MMORPGs? The best!
Well, anyway, I woke up the next day. I was in my coffin, so I opened the door. I was wearing black, lacy leather pajamas. Then I gasped. Standing in front of me, where? Audie, Mary, Vampire, Diabolo, Draco, Dracula, and Willow. I opened my crimson eyes. Willow was wearing a tight black leather top with pictures of bloody roses all over it. Under that, she wore a black poofy skirt with lace on it and black gothic boots that was attached to the top. Vampire was wearing a baggy Simple Plan t-shirt and blaggy...
Blaggy.
We're reaching peak gothic. He's gonna shit a cathedral at this point.
Baggy black pants and Vans.
Beep beep.
Draco was wearing a black MCR t-shirt and black jeans and a leather jacket. He looked just licky Gerard Way and almost as fucking sexy. Vampire looked like Joel Madden. Audie Mary was wearing a tight black poofy gothic dress.
Stop thinking about it, Dave. Don't you do it. Stop it.
Poofy gothic dress. He wears black eyeliner. He's gothic. Boom.
Troy, you almost steamrolled him. You almost did it.
I can only do so much.
You cannot stop my power.
Football.
Charlotte. Football. Charlotte. Lifestyles of the rich and the football.
Audie Mary was wearing a tight black poofy gothic dress that she had ripped so it showed of all her clearage.
Ooh.
With a white apron that said bish and other swear words and MCR lyrics on it, kind of like one dress I had seen Amy Lee wear once.
Isn't clearage a type of, like, acne medicine?
No, that's Clearasil.
Well, you know, same thing.
Clearage, the act of clearing. Logan at some point sent us this Club Penguin mic spam, and I swear that the way the, like, 7-year-old kid spoke is how this person ends up meandering off every once in a while. With a white apron that said dick and other swear words and MCR lyrics on it, kind of like one dress I had seen Amy Lee wear once.
That is something.
Darkness, who is Jenny, was there too. She was weaving a ripped gothic black dress with ripped stuff all over and a lace-up top thing and black pointy boots. So were Crab and Goyle. It turns out that Darkness Diabolo, Crab and Goyle's dad, was a vampire.
Sorry, I have to go back for a second because clearage is also a piece of land that has been cleared, so she's got at least 3 acres on her chest that has just been removed of all wildlife.
I mean, they tracts of land. Thank you for saying that. Oh my god, you beat me to my own joke. Okay, I think that just means that we have to get you on the show now.
No. People over the internet are very scary to me. I get a lot of anxiety about it.
Oh, we're not trying to be anxietable.
Anxietable?
It's a verb.
If it would help, I could open up my shirt and just show you my clearage.
Ooh, man, you got clearage, Steve.
Well, clearage does get me in ways that other things don't, so.
For dry, red eyes, use clearage. Nothing deforests better.
16 construction trucks come in and just demolish your eyes.
Dude, your eyes are going to be so clear, they're gone.
He committed suicide by slitting his wrists with a razor.
That's so gothic.
He had raped them and stuff before, too. Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, very poor taste.
Yeah. Yep. They all got so depressed that they became gothic. Damn. And converted to Stanism.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do they worship the Stanley Parable as their holy text?
Probably.
No, just Stan.
I mentioned this before. My stepdad's name is Stan, and he is the religious Jew in the family, and I'm not a big fan of Stan.
Here was the story of Stanley. He decided to go to an office one day, get circumcised, and then become a Jew. Steve, why don't you like Jew?
The Stanley Parable Part 2, Circumcision Day.
The Aww. Stanley Parable Part Jew?
Oh!
I win! I'm the best at jokes!
Almost, I yielded as I jumped up. Why the fuck are you all here? NOB, something is really fucked up, Draco said. Okay, but I need to put my fucking clothes on first, I shouted angrily. It's alright, we have to go now, and you look kawaii anyway. You're, as in possessive you're, so fucking beautiful, Draco said in a sexy voice.
You gotta say it in a sexy voice.
Okay, I'll say it.
Say it in a sexy voice.
Sexy.
Okay, I'll... It's alright. We have to go now, and you look kawaii anyway.
I love the dog.
You are so fucking beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'd prefer you to say it to me like a drive-thru attendant. That's the sexiest voice I can think of.
Yes, hello, you know.
Give me your so fucking kawaii and drive through, please.
You're so fucking beautiful.
Wonderful.
Draker said in a sexy voice.
Where did I put Delux on here? I can't find it.
It looks like I'm at page 28, my dude.
Damn it. Why are you better at this than I am?
My control F foo is strong.
Ah, there it is. I don't know why that didn't... Oh, it's Firefox doing it. Thanks so much.
Well, that's your fault for using Firefox. I remember this from Naked Opinions.
No, he's using Safari usually.
No, I'm using Opera. Fuck. Safari. And next up is Delux.
A surprise.
All right, my fellow Stanist converts. Let's do this thing. Oh, all right, I said smiling. But you have to tell me why you're all being all erective. I will, he said. So I just put on some black eyeliner, black lipstick, red eyeshadow, a touch of color, and white foundation. Then I came. I just want to let that set. We all went outside, the great Hal, and looked in from a window. A fucking prep called Brittany from Gryffindor was standing next to us. She was wearing a pink mini, like a minivan.
Pink is a very gothic color, just like purple.
Yeah, and a Hilary Duff t-shirt. So we put our middle fingers at her inside the Great Hall. I've read such awful stories on here, and this story is always the one that gets me.
Everything that's even worse doesn't faze you. That's weird, man.
But somehow the grammar here is the one that stops me and makes me have to really give pause.
It's probably because it reminds us of how we used to write when we were in, like, kindergarten.
Oh, you're right!
Only a little less gothic.
Only a small to dab less. Inside the Great Hall, we could see Dumbledork, Cornelia Fudged.
Oh, I'm hungry now. Every time we do something and they talk about food, I get hungry.
Was there shouting at Dumbledore? Doris Rumbridge was there too. This cannot be, she shouted angrily. The school must be closed.
We found asbestos. You and your loved one may have mesothelioma.
We'll be fixing this for the next couple weeks.
And all the asbestos has fucking Trump's face on it.
What the fuck? They stamped it in between the packages.
Well, it's on a wrapping. It's all wrapped up
on the
in
wrapping.
There. Yeah, because otherwise you're going to get asbestos fibers everywhere if they don't seal it like that. Kind of describes what he's doing to the world. Everybody gets mesothelioma.
Mmm, that's savory. Mmm.
Mmm.
The Bark Lord is planning to kill the students, yelled Cornelia Fudge. You are not fit to be the principal any longer, yelled Rumbridge. You are too old and your Alzheimer's is dangerous. You must retry or Voldemort will kill your students. Very well, Dumbledore said angrily. But we cannot do this. We can't close the school. There is only one person who is capable of killing Voldemort, and she is in this school. And her name is... I don't know how many dots that is. Enony. Darkness, Dementia, Raven Way.
We talked about this earlier. We've come to the conclusion that those dots are Morse code and that it's a snake going...
Hang on, let me read that proper then. And her name is...
I like how this has become a thing, Val.
Enony, Darkness, Dementia, Raven Way. Draco... Crab, Goyle, Darkness, Willow, Vampire, and Bloody Mary looked at each other. I gasped. Chapter 23. A.N. Dat the fuck up, bitches. One. You're just jealous cause I got 10,000 refuels. One. Thanks to Raven for the help and telling me about the books, girl, you rock. Let's
Girl-loo.
Go shopping.
Girl-loo.
I'm sorry, don't hit me, Dad.
Daddy.
Girl, rock, let's go shopping together.
That's my favorite hipster subgenre of rock.
For some reason, that's easier for me to read if I do it in some indeterminate accent.
Girl, Lou, rock, let's go shopping together.
XXXXXXXXX.
Lots of bootleg moonshine, yes.
666XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX.
Yes, yes.
The door opened and Professor Rumbridge and Cornelia Fudge stomped out angrily. Then Dumbledum. They do not like Dumbledore in this story. Then Dumbledum and Rumbridge saw at us. Mr. Way, what the beep are you doing? Rumbridge shouted angrily. Dumbledore blared at her. Oops, she made a mistake, he corrupted her. She means hi everybody, come in. See you, I'm in.
Who here has ever smoked the weed cigarette?
I've never done drugs in my life.
I did it once while being drunk, and it was a bad experience.
Yeah.
Really? A bad experience?
It was an awful experience. Never want to do it again.
I've never had, like, a bad experience on weed, but I've never had, like, really anything of an experience, because weed doesn't really do anything to me, apparently.
I only do legal drugs that are prescribed to me.
That's why you got to do mushrooms, so the next time you go to the store, just grab, like, 5 boxes of Baby Bella and eat them all in one sitting.
No, that's stupid. I'll just take a toxic amount of nutmeg.
Val, you gotta move back to Canada because it will be legal soon.
I don't smoke at all.
You can do edibles.
No, I don't.
Sean, you don't have to go to all the way to Canada. We can just go to D.C.
He lives there. Of course he's gonna go all the way to Canada.
We can just go to D.C. if we want to smoke pot, though.
Yeah, but then you won't get to have pizzones while you're high.
Exactly.
We can make our own pizzones. We'll just drain the sauce.
So you're gonna make strombolis.
Shut your fucking mouth. It's not a goddamn stromboli. I will kick your head clean from your shoulders.
So you can order without the sauce. Just order a pizza without the sauce and left beef.
Why would I want that?
Well, yeah, because if you fold and there's beef on both sides, it's gonna, like, all topple to one side, so...
Okay. That's more beef.
Can I read now?
No.
Never.
Page 29. Pizzones are really just stromboli.
Shut the fuck up.
Inappropriately named.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
No, don't do that, because then we won't have a show.
Yeah, that'd be preferable to you keep fucking pushing your stromboli propaganda.
Stromboganda?
It's what the Russians eat, stromboli.
Oh.
Fucking Russian collusionist with your stromboli bullshit.
QAnon got weird. Well, we all came in angrily.
Especially Logan and I. With your fucking Sean bully bullshit.
Hell yeah, Sean. We stand for America and our fucking calzone pizzone.
Exactly. We stand for Canada.
So did all the other students. They were so upset that they had been lied to this whole time that pizzones are really stromboli by the literal definition.
I will string you up by your fucking neck.
I sat between Darkness and Draco, and opposite B. Bloody Mary, Crab and Goyle started to make some morbid jokes. They both looked exactly like... I've said this name like 12 times, and I don't know who the hell Vilvolo is.
Hang on, let me do a quick Google
search. It's Vilvalo, who is apparently a Finnish singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist.
Hang on, let me go on this very not English website. Vilvolo, oh, it's a property buying website in what looks like Italy. Oh, that's a good price.
Oh, Vilvalo was lead singer for the band Him. That's what it is.
H-I-M?
Oh.
H-I-M, yeah.
Yeah, it's not called Him. It's H-I-M.
Yes, it's Him, yeah.
It's H-I-M.
Steve, will stop being a fucking prep.
Yeah, you prep.
Preps eat stromboli.
Yeah.
Yeah, preps eat fucking stromboli, you prep.
Preps eat pizzones, exactly. I'm not gonna stop. I ate, as in the numbers, some Count Chocula, I'm glad we're not live, and drank some blood from a cup.
You better be glad I'm not in your house.
Maybe we should do every episode not live, because it's a lot easier to have no pressure during the edits. And also, I can totally say my stromboli pizzone platform.
If you push this during the fucking edit, I will be so mad.
Then I heard, as in a herd of animals, someone shooting angrily. David, can you shout angrily?
Topic. I got a big tank of burgers at Count Chocula.
That's your angriest you can do these days?
That's the angriest you can do within the municipal city limits.
You sound all tuckered out.
I had a very long day working Photoshop at school.
Yeah, I was about to say, you didn't fucking work today.
You worked Photoshop at school.
Yeah, like, I'm actually learning Photoshop. It was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah? Did you learn how to make deepfakes yet?
No, not yet.
Can you make deep-fried memes?
I'm getting there. I'm getting to that point.
So, you know what you should do to just mess with the teacher? You should install GIMP and paint.net on every computer in the class.
I don't have any like, we literally have no admin rights. Like, we can't even use Task Manager.
What?
Yeah, so if Photoshop breaks, which it does often. It's like, no, you can't even kill the process. You just have to restart your computer and hope for the best.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I looked behind me. It was a vampire. He and Draco were shooting at each other.
Vampire, Draco, WTF?
I asked. You fucking boostard, yelled Draco at vampire.
What does it say, Steve? Steve, what does it say?
If I talk about...
Steve, read the next line.
If I talk about...
Steve, don't keep me waiting.
If I talk about pizzones, maybe it'll last a little longer.
No,
fuck you. You're not allowed to talk about pizzones, you stromboli-eating piece of shit.
I want to shit next to her. One.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
One.
Look, man, I'm not one to kink shame, but come on, man. You're in school.
Look. Maybe he's just advocating for genderless bathrooms where anybody and everybody can poop next to each other in peace.
I don't know that that's what it is.
Maybe she's a good conversationalist so that it makes the pooping time go faster.
Listen, if you even try to talk to me while I'm taking a dump, you're gonna have a bad time.
I'm just gonna text you constantly.
No, I'm gonna make you have a bad time.
All you need to do is turn your phone off.
I'm gonna make you have a bad time, Steve.
You're already making me have a bad time by shaming my pizzone truther. No, I do! Shouted. And it's just shouted.
Shouted. Sentence ends.
No, she doesn't fucking like you! Or ooh, you son of a bitch! Yelled Draco.
No, you motherfucker, she laves me, not you!
Shouted Vampire, and then he jumped on Draco! Parentheses, no, not in that way, Uperv. And parentheses, they started to fight and beat up each other. That's There's your key to more OCR stardom, Dave. Just do the acapella version of Streets of Rage 2.
Right?
Dumbledore yelled at them, but they didn't stop. All of a sudden, a terrible man with red eyes and no nose flew in on his broomstick. He had no nose and was wearing a gray robe.
Did you see? Wait. And,
no nose.
No
there
nose?
Was no nose. Not one.
No nose.
No nose.
Okay.
No nose.
And then no nose.
No nose.
It's not clear to me. How many noses did he have?
Yeah.
Black eyeliner, black lipstick, white foundation, MCR shirt, no nose.
Okay. You sure about that?
Yeah, it's no nose.
Yeah, but are you sure?
It's all ears. He has an ears where his nose should be.
What do you want, cat?
All the glass in the window he flew through fell apart. Brittany, that fucking prep, started to cry. Vampire and Draco stopped fighting. I shopped eating. Everyone gasped. I mean, you can't blame her. The Hot Topic's right next to one of those really awesome mall sushi shops.
Steve, I'm hungry. When are we gonna go get sushi again?
Logan, you've turned into Val this episode.
Steve, I'm hungry.
It's never ending.
It's never filling.
The room fell silent. Voldemort.
Ebony.
No.
I said I'm sorry, but I'm not apologizing for my previous truth.
Ebony.
Darth Vader seed.
Who?
Darth Vader.
No, it's said because it's only one E.
Said?
Said.
Who the fuck is Darth Vader?
It's Darth Vader's estranged cousin.
Said Evelli in his raspy voice.
Thou hast failed.
Kofefe.
No!
Come on, man.
Mission. Now I shall kill thou, and I shall kill Vampire as well. If thou dost not kill him before, then I shall kill Draco too.
If you don't kill him before I kill you, then I'm gonna kill Draco too. That makes sense.
I'm gonna kill the shit out of you, kid.
Please! Don't make me kill him! Please! I begged.
No!
He laughed crudely. So like a vomiting,
What was that noise?
Kill him, or I shall kill him anyway.
What? Then just do it!
Then he flew away cackling. I bust into tears as in my boobs were leaking. Draco and Vampire came to contort me.
Bent me right in half.
Wish I could come me in half.
Suddenly, my eyes rolled up, so they looked all cool and gothic. I had a vision where I saw some lighting flash, and then Voldemort coming to kill Draco while Draco slit his wrists in a depressed way. It seems a little redundant.
Uh-huh.
All right, I read part of the sentence, so I know I have to go, no! I screamed sexily.
So you read the whole sentence.
Oh, that is a period. Shit.
Yeah!
Good job, Steve.
Steve-o, what did we say about rating Ed?
Don't. That's what we said.
I think that's the rule.
We have a shirt.
I'm wearing my FNF gym shirt. I wore that to work today. Mind you, I wore it underneath a button-down shirt so they couldn't read it.
Oh, come on, dude. You have pride in your own show.
You stop being such a coward. I wore mine to shirt to, like, an important meeting.
I wore mine to shirt too?
I wore my shirt to an important meeting today.
It was supposed to say grains.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Suddenly, I locked up. The contortionist is happening again. And stopped having the vision. Ebony. Ebony. Are you all right? Asked Draco in a worried voice. Yeah, yeah. I said sadly as I got up. This shouldn't be that hard to say, but it is. Everything's all right, Inobi, said Vampire, all sensitive. Sensitive.
Yep.
David, you're up.
Oh, but I'm in the middle of a dance sequence.
David?
What?
Why are you playing video games on our show?
Dude, I said that I was playing video games like 7 years ago.
Yeah, when we started doing the show, and we assumed that you stopped.
No, I meant like, I lost that episode. I lost that dance. Now I can't
win. I boo-boxed him.
You can't really boo-box somebody if we're not live. It doesn't have as good of an effect.
Very good, Rick.
It's still funny to me.
I didn't do that on purpose.
Don't worry about it, David. If you're going to play video games during the show, it's not. You just don't worry about it, all right?
I don't think that show is very funny.
I don't either. I actually don't like it very much at all. No, it's not! I shouted angrily. Tears of blood went down my face.
OMFG, what if I'm getting possessed like in The Ring 2, The Grudge?
It's okay, girl, said Bloody Mary. Maybe ooh should stick. Or stick? What the fuck?
Stick?
Having a little trouble there, Nick?
Yeah.
My new name for you is Stick.
Shut your stick.
That's a good-ass name. Maybe ooh should ask Professor Sinister about what the visions mean, though.
Sinister?
Okay, Bick. I said sadly, and then we went. Chapter 24. Author's note. Preps. Stip Flemen de Story just Gelus, so fuck you. Okay, go to hell. 1-1. Raven fags for the help. X6, you know the drill. Well, we all had deviation next, so...
Whoa.
Well,
I like to, you know, do a little spinal deviation.
Oh, I figure it's just them learning how to hoe it up, you know?
Yeah, I thought that's what Steve-O studied for, like... 2 years.
I'm sorry, I stopped paying attention. I was too busy looking up images of sticks with people's faces on them.
Weird. All right. So I got to ask Professor Trevelry about the visions. Konnichiwa, everybody, come in, said Professor Sinister in Japanese. She smelled at me.
She smelled at me, and I smelled at her.
And I smelled at me.
And then, like, the cinematography for that is just a really close-up on someone's nostrils flaring with their gothic black lipstick.
She's the coolest fucking teacher ever. She had long, dead black hair.
Dead.
And blood red lips with red eyes.
Nope.
Tips.
Oh, shit. Blood red tips. Blood red tips and red eyes. Her HR mom was a vampire. She's also half Japanese, so she speaks it in Erfurfing. She and Bloody Mary get along great, as in, like, a sewer.
She's great.
Stand by, I have to take pain medication.
Dave, are you taking pain medication after you've been drinking?
Say, like, there's some hard shit in there. This Tylenol?
Yes, don't do what I do.
David, what are you doing?
Dying.
What medication are you taking?
You just said Tylenol.
What strength Tylenol?
Children's Tylenol.
Why are you even taking that? It's basically candy.
Right, I need the sugar rush. No, is it extra strength? I'm sorry.
It is.
It's extra strength, Logan, and I took 4 of them.
What? No! Took 2?
Yeah, you're taking the amount for, like, people who are actually in pain.
Like the bottle says? I think I'm trying to kill you.
But you should not be taking that while you're drinking.
Hold on, let me finish my drink then.
Listen to your pharmacist.
That's too much to drink right there in one go.
I'm not a pharmacist, despite how much people who come to my place of work think I'm a pharmacist.
Maybe you should become a pharmacist.
I'm gonna become a pharmacist, but they only think I'm a pharmacist because I'm a man.
Well, why don't you become a pharmacist already?
Because it takes 4 years of schooling, Val!
Darnell became a pharmacist.
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. He's a pharmacy tech, and now he's actually a...
nuclear medicine.
He's not either of those things anymore.
Yeah, he's nuclear medicine.
What? He is now?
Yeah. He got the...
He's not a pharmacist, though.
He got that job, so now he takes...
No, he's a pharmacy tech. He's not a pharmacist.
No, he has a job that's not at Walgreens
anymore.
Yeah,
but he's not a pharmacist.
No, I'm not saying he is.
Not what that...
I'm saying he's a nuclear pharmacist.
You literally said that's what he was.
He's a nuclear pharmacist, so he drops bombs on people.
Yeah, you got a job with Brent.
No, he drops bombs on exactly people. He's like, yo, you want that painkiller?
That's not what that
Too
means.
Too bad, son.
That's not what that means.
Air horns go off and it's fucking red.
He drives around contrast here.
Yeah, probably. Like, Geiger counters go off and shit.
Yeah, which is what he was shooting for to begin with anyway, so it makes total sense.
Yeah, it makes turtle sense. Anyway, she's really young for a teacher. Today, she was wearing a black leather top with red lace and a long gothic black dress.
Do it in the theme of Wonderwall.
Today she was wearing a black leather top with red lace and a long gothic black ribbed dress.
This isn't metering out at all!
We went inside the black classroom with pastors up and we were strong. I raised my hand, I was wearing some black nye Polish with red pentagrams on it. Ebony, she asked how I love your nail polish. Where'd you get it? Hot Topic. Yeah, I answered all the preps who didn't know that. Was gave me weird looks. You know what? I don't like Wonderwall that much, so I gave them the middle finger. Well, I have to talk to you about some things. What do you want to do, as in library book, it? How about now? She asked. Okay, I said. Okay, class, fucking dismissed, every number one, Professor Trevelry said, and she let every number one go.
Wow, what a class.
Except for you, Brittany! She pointed at Brittany and some other preps. Please do exercise! Get it? One on page three!
You're only on page three?
Class just started and then was immediately dismissed.
I know.
Okay, I'm having lots of visions, I said in a worried voice. I'm so worried. Is Draco gong to die?
Yes.
Well, she gave me a black crypto ball to look
to
in.
To lock in.
Lock in. I got it. I got it.
Pop and lock. Logan, you're up.
Polka dot.
What do you see? She asked. I said I see a black gothic skull and a pentagram.
That's nearly unintelligible. That is 100% unintelligible.
Suddenly, it was not at the door. I looked at it. It was Draco. I was looking really sexy on it.
Logan is exemplifying exactly why you should not mix painkillers and alcohol, because that is what you become.
Because you become a very slow Mr. Plinkett?
Yes.
Listen, I don't take painkillers because they don't work on me.
I don't take painkillers. Life takes painkillers because I'm the pain.
I'm the pain, and they can't kill me, so life is actually not taking any painkillers.
Logan Jenkins is the most amazing male specimen in all of the world. I first met Logan Jenkins on the Titanic. He was eating people!
I was eating people on the Titanic?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was to spare them from the cold waters.
That's not what you said then!
Suddenly, there was a knock at the door.
Meanwhile, the people are just like, well, I can't argue with that logic. Yeah, go ahead and eat my bones.
I looked at it. It was Draco. He was looking really sexy, wearing a black leather facet, a black gothic Linkin Park t-shirt, and Blake Congress shoes.
Congress.
Okay, you can go now. See ya, cunt, said Professor Sinister.
Well, I mean, if she can see their cunt, then maybe they should change clothing, because obviously there's a big rip.
Bye, bitch, I said, waving. I went to Draco, and Vampire was sitting next to him. We both followed Draco together, and I was so exhibited. Chapter 25. Stop flaming, okay? If you did not, then we'll tell Justin to bat you up.
Justin?
Oh no, not Justin.
11111. And I'll tell all the ninjas
and
to
reds.
Put words in your computer. 11111111. Fuck. One Raven Fangs for the help. One.
Obviously, from the way you're writing, you need a lot more of it.
Well, no, it's just because the author's notes are the only parts that aren't edited. X's and sixes. I was so excited. I fellowed Draco, wondering if we were going to do it again. We went outside, and then we went into Draco's black car. Ebony. What the fuck, dude? Professor Trevelry say, whispered Draco, potting his gothic wit hand with Bavak. Is that a Hey, Dave, you've played a little bit of Dota. What's that Russian for?
Bivlak is Russian for can't stand the heat, get out of the borscht.
No, it's supposed to be like some sort of tent.
Over there.
No, I like Dave's joke. Yeah. It was a funny joke. Nail polish on mine. She said she would tell me what the visions meant tomorrow. I grumbled in a sexy voice.
Wait, that wasn't tomorrow. That wasn't tomorrow.
What the fuck? This is Toro Mal.
David, what is the goal of this game?
See, the goal of the game is to say Ebony the Last. And then if you win, then you get the prize. But if you don't win, you get the borscht.
Oh, that's like the penis game from Ebony. School.
Ebony.
I grumbled in a sexy voice. He took out a heroin cabaret and spiked it and gave it to me to spork.
Yes, spork it.
He took out a heroin cabaret and spiked it and gave it to me to spork. Okay. He started to fly the car into a tree.
And then they died.
We went to the top of it.
Everything.
Draco put on some MCR.
I can't handle
and
this
all
shit.
The things that you ever told me. And all the smiles that are ever going to haunt me.
What do you want?
Sang Gerard's sexy voice. We started a tiling of each other's clothes fervently. We took off the Blake thong and my black leather bar. I took off his black boxers. Then he put his throbbing you-know-what in my tool sexily.
Fantastic! I have been waiting so long to do this.
Oh, MFG!
Ebony, oh yeah.
Stop mic spamming or I'm gonna fucking put on the Club Penguin mic spamming.
Ebony! No!
Doing it right now. I screamed, having an orgasm. We started Frenching passively. Suddenly, I fell asleep. I started having a dream. In it, a black guy was shooting two gothic men with long black hair.
Hey, Logan.
What?
Logan.
What?
Ebony!
Yeah,
Ebony.
Thank you, Judy. Next person who says Ebony is getting sent to the fucking boo box.
Hey, Gogi.
And Steve.
And Obi.
Gyoza.
Gyoza? Having fun yet?
Yes.
No. Please don't fucking kill us, one. They pleaded, but he just kept shooting them. He ran away in a red car.
As in the car grew legs and ran away.
All right, well, next up is...
Oh, my God, Steven, yeah, you're
that was
so
fucking crackle.
Next up is Robot. Robot.
Next up is...
terrifying. Steve, what did you do?
Val and John.
Yes.
Freed.
Steve, what did you do? Why did you sound like that?
Freed. Am I normal now?
Kinda.
No. Not even a little bit.
Better than you were like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah. No. Oh my fucking God, 11. I shouted in a scared voice. Hey, Bunny, what's wrong? Draco asked me as I woke up opening my icy blue eyes. Oh no, you left. Steve-O. What am I gonna do?
Yeah, you left because his shit's crackly. Is your shit no longer crackly?
I don't know.
Oh, that sounds better.
It sounds fine now.
Okay, so now you can hear me say Ebony and not get it fucked up.
Ebony.
Yes.
Okay.
Ebony.
Okay.
I started to cry and tears of blood went down my face. I told Draco to call Vampire. He did it with his black Linkin Park mobile. But, as in ass, the worst thing was who the people were shot in the dream where? Lucian and Sirius! 111, chapter 26. Author's note. Rip, stoop, flamings, that's three, okay? One?
Wow. Those aren't even close to words.
You know how much I praise your competence in the English language, but you just broke. It's just done.
Return for warranty.
I'm taking you back. I have a defective Quebecois.
Aw.
Quebecois? What? What even? What?
Quebecois. Yeah.
That's not a word.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Quebecois.
No, it's not. Prove it.
Okay.
That's what I am.
Okay, Google it, Dave.
Don't actually prove it. I don't care enough to fight it.
Do your own research.
Ebony.
If oo nut lick that story, then...
You said oo nut.
Yep. Then go fuck yourself, oo folken prep. Oo suck! 111. Oh, Y, the letter Y, and I woozn bang racist. Okay, 11. X's, X's, X's. A few mutates later...
mutates!
Vampire came to that tree. He was wearing a black leather Jackson.
A what?
A black leather Jackson, black leather pants, and a good shralot t-shirt. Hi, Vampire, I slid flirtily as I started to sub. So... Hi, Vampire!
Hey, you know what? If she wants to sub, that's fine. You know, maybe she likes...
No, sob, not sub.
Oh.
I also would like to pretend to be a submersible ship. That would be great!
She can sub to us on Twitch.
Yeah.
I get it.
Draco hugged me sexily, triumphant to comfort me. I started to cry tears of blood and then told them what happened. Oh, fuck it, Vampire shouted angrily. Ephor started to cry sadly. What fucking dick did that? I don't know, I said. Now come on, we have to, the number two tell Dumbledore. We run out of the tree and into that castle. Dumbledore was sitting in his office. Sire, our dads have been shot, Draco said.
Not our dads.
While we wiped some tears from his white face. Anubi had a vision in the dream. Dumbledore started to cuckle.
What, he started to cuckold?
It warms the Dumbledores of my heart.
Question, this is one for the group. What's your guys' favorite shade of black?
Is this a joke?
It sure is.
Can you tell the joke, please?
Sure I can. Ebony.
And Ivory! Why did I got put in here for completing the song! Fucking hell!
Did you say Ivory?
Yes!
Well done.
Thank you. I hate you.
Why? What did I do?
Not you!
Baby, say that word I told you to say.
Ebony!
You can't kick her out!
Nope.
I have no context.
Oh, we just keep saying the word Ebony to piss off Logan.
Ebony!
Dumbledore. No, Dumbledore. Dumbledore started to cockle. Ha 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 ha! And how do you expect me to know Ebony's not divisional?
Because she's a prime number.
She keeps saying one.
You were just thinking about that one for a long time, weren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
It's a good one, Sean. Don't worry.
Thank you.
I glared at Dumbledore. Look, motherfucker, he said angrily as Dumbledore gasped.
Goddamn, Dumbledore.
C, as the letter, is that toot of Cractor.
What?
She is the toot of Cractor. I don't know what you don't understand.
That toot of Cractor. Duh.
Your religion is weird, Val.
I'm a Gnostic.
I'm a Gnostic?
You're a Gnosty?
Yeah, she's nasty.
I'm a pastiche, yes.
You're a pasty?
Yeah, she's that thing on stripper's breast.
Yeah. Swing me around.
The twirly thing on stripper's breast.
She's elbow macaroni.
Does anyone else eat, like, an entire box of pasta and then feel really empty inside?
I saw you talk about this earlier. It's literally the opposite of how reality works.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like there's just nothing in my stomach.
So maybe you should just go to, like, Olive Garden, eat six bowls of food, and then, like, collapse.
God, no, don't send him to Olive Garden. He will actually die.
That's funny, Dave. I can't die.
I know you can't die, but, dude, you'll go into that coma Superman was in after he fought Doomsday.
No, he'll turn into a singularity, and he'll come out the other side as himself.
That's weird, but okay.
So, John Malkovich.
I'll just replace the rest of my body with cyborg parts.
Oh, man, Arby's.
Logan, what's your favorite bowling minigame in Yakuza 0?
My favorite bowling minigame is Val, please read.
I like the bowling minigame where you have to try and only hit certain pins.
I will take out the recorder again.
That toot of cracker.
You said cracker.
No, cracker.
You said toot.
Ooh, no, very well, that I'm not decisional. Now get some fucking people out there to look for Ceres and Lucian. Pornto! Thank you. Okay, he said in an animated voice. Where are they?
And then last up for this time is going to be... Sean.
Sean Bean. Don't die on us.
Scene Bean. I forgot about it. Then all of a sudden... Logden!
Excuse me?
It's almost Long Dong.
Logden.
Who called me?
Wait, Long Dong.
Long Dong, yeah. Who called me?
Long Dong?
Yeah.
Logan Long Dong.
That's my new nickname.
That's a good nickname.
What's the porn name?
Is it descriptive of any part of you, Logan?
Oh, you know, just my legs.
Knock it over! Yeah, baby!
Dave, stop playing fucking Yakuza.
I'm playing bowling inside of Yakuza.
I told them which street.
Dave,
you went.
Dave, which bowling ball are you using?
I use the 12 pound.
You use the Venom Lord?
No, it's the green one before the Venom Lord.
No, use the Venom Lord, dude.
I don't like the Venom Lord. It's too heavy. It doesn't have a good enough spin.
You're just not good enough.
Dude, don't make me get my ebony out. This staff lady thinks that she's good. I'm gonna win that chicken.
Why is Judy just making chicken noises?
I don't know. Bun, why are you making chicken noises?
She misses the chickens.
Is that something about chicken?
Yes, I was talking about chicken, but that's because I want to win a chicken from this woman. She's like, did you have a good time bowling in our alley today? By the way, we'll have a challenge for our customers. I'll keep you posted.
Please read.
Please read.
I can wait. I told him which street. He went and called some people and did some stuff. After a few mistunes, he came back and said people were going out looking for them. After a while, someone called him again. He said that they had been found. Draco, Vampire, and I all left to our rooms separately. I went with Draco to wait in the nurse's office while Vampire went to slit his wrists in his room.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrist slitting.
You guys, like, lighten up for just a second?
No, they're silting their wrists.
They're silting their wrists.
Was that fucking thunder?
Dude, it's been, like, storming like crazy for the past entire month.
Dude, send some of that shit my way. I want fucking rain.
No, you do not want the kind of rain we've been getting.
Yes, I do. It'll wash away the old.
No. No, Dave. We've been getting, like, horrific flesh floods.
We looked at each other's gothic, depressed eyes. Then we kissed. Suddenly, Sirius and Lucian came in on stretchers. And Professor Sinister was behind them. One, chapter 27. Vampires will, as in Will Wheaton, never hurt you. Ooh, fucking all these author's notes.
Enjoy it, Sean.
Ooh, no, what? 111. I did not give a fuck. Ooh, perhaps think about me.
Oh.
11111. So stop flamming the fucking story, bitches.
Wow.
11111. Thanks to Raven for love in sport and help. I love saws I can't update law. I was really depressed and I silt my wrists. I had to go to the hospital. Raven rock girl.
It's not a normal thing. Get your tongue out of my ear. It's weird. You're weird. That shit is weird, and now I've got all this junk in my ears.
And a shitload of ones. And then a shitload of X's, 666, and then a shitload of X's. Every number one in the room stated to cry happily. I had saved them. Draco, Lucian, Sirius Bond Vampire all came to hug me. The nurse started to give them medicine. Oh, God damn it.
Come on. I believe in you.
Come on, Inabi. And come is spelled C-U-M.
Oh, great. You know, I bet she'd be into it. But again, you're in public, and I'm not going to kink shame you. But, you know, maybe other people don't want to see that.
You don't like to see people come, Dave?
No. That's not the thing, Logan. The thing is that I don't think that other people would be comfortable with that.
Sometimes you're better in private.
God damn it, David.
Said Professor Sinatra?
I did it my way!
She was wearing a gothic Blake leather dress with a corset top and real vampire blood on it and fucking black platinum boots. I have to tell you the fucking perdition. I locked at Lucian, Seraphs, Drake, and Vampire. What the fuck? They nodded. I smelled happily and went into a dark room.
Smelled happily.
I changed Professor Sinister, took out some black cards. She started to look into a black crucible ball. She said, Tara, I see Drake times are near.
Holy crap, that is the slurriest slur that ever slurred.
She said badly. She peered into the balls.
Not Logan's.
I can't do that anymore.
If I had a nickel for every time I had
For every time you peered into your balls.
Logan, if you were forced to have a replacement ball, but it couldn't be something that looked like your ball, what would you replace it with? A pool ball, a bouncy ball, a disco ball? What would be your ideal ball replacement?
I think I would want something a little, you know, that has some kind of use to it. So I'd probably try and get, like, a phone touchscreen.
You know what you should have? A Kinder Egg. So that way you can break it open and get the prize.
I can't eat my own testicle, Steve-O.
I would not call my testicle a Kinder Egg. That's a terrible idea. You know what Kinder means, Logan?
If I'm going to put anything there, it's going to be like an ampule of alcohol so I can crush it and get drunk instantly.
Dude, that's pretty great.
That's fucking rad. Metal as shit, isn't it?
Hell yeah, you're just like, I wish to be drunk. Crush! Oh yeah, that's the good stuff.
Just crush my fake testicle. Nice.
Crush your fake testicle.
Let's see, let's go back in time.
Gotta go back in Tim.
Not this time.
Oh.
She took out a time toner. What? Like Bloody Mary had.
When Voldemort was in Hogwarts.
Voldemort?
Not a good gum flavor.
No, it's a really good gum flavor.
Before he became powerful, he got his hearth borken.
His hearth borken, okay.
Now, do you think he would still become Voldemort if he was in love?
I shook my head.
We must go back in time and seduce him. It is the only way. If he is still evil, then you must kill him. You can come to my room tomorrow and you can do it.
Maybe touch his penis.
Okay, I said sadly. We did Des Touch Sin. I went outside again, sadly.
Wait, run that one back for me again?
We did Des Touch Sin.
Any better?
No.
No. What fucking happened? Asked Draco and Vampire.
Yeah, what happened?
Asked Darkness, Willow, and Boldy Mary. She's darkness.
Yes.
What the fuck?
She's darkness.
I'm too drunk for this right now. I was about to tell them, but as in ass, every number one was there. They were celebrating Lucian and Sirius XM being fond. Everyone was proud of me once again, but as an ass, I jute want it. Number two talk. Number two Draco.
We are done.
We did it? We won?
We're done for tonight.
Dude, you can't be saying that thing.
Felix Jones at www.infodisputes.com.
Dude, all right. So we were told to...
We'd like to thank all of our patrons on Patreon, especially our genital guardians. Seraph Ordovin, Mana, Pope Slot XVII, Epidel, Samantha, Afrohawk, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Niami Rose, Chris Chalfant, Joshua Burns Rivera, Eric Lemieux, Samuel Flynn, Discus, Steven Sickle, Evan Bomel, Michael Fouch, Shaded Spryer, Disden Plays, Mary, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, The Waffle. Stay tuned for the next episode of My Immortal.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Race to the Ends of the Earth by Louisa. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.